In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, the 23rd of September. Glad to have you along, everybody. Also along to spend 4.5 minutes of live radio reviewing the past 5 days in the American economy. Lynette Lopez from Business Insider. Felix Salmon is from Fusion. They are both in our studios in New York. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so Lynette, we start with you, and we start on Capitol Hill, the Congress of the United States, and two CEOs who had a rough week up there.
So busy this week.
So busy.
Wow.
So which one do you want to start with? Do you want to start with John Stumpf at Wells Fargo or Heather Bresch at Mylan, the EpiPen person? You pick.
Let's start with EpiPen
because I'm
the most incensed about that.
So she was up there yesterday. Let's remind everybody this is the life-saving injector that used to cost $100 10, 15 years ago, now costs $600. Begin.
Now, this is what really upset me about the Mylan thing. There are two parts.
Yes.
One, Bresch would not admit that they raised the price of the drug in order to make more money. She just kept saying, we raised the price of the drug to increase access to patients. And everyone was like, please, this is stupefying. Stop. Hmm. And then the other thing that she did was she claimed that her company had saved the U.S. $180 billion.
Oh, wow. I reached out
to their PR and was like, well, how is that possible? And their explanation was that a government report had said that generic drugs had, you know, saved the U.S. whatever trillion dollars from 05 to 2014. And since Mylan was 11% of that market, generic drug market, they were claiming 11% of that number, which is hilarious. That's like, you know, that's like Toyota Camry, you know, Toyota claiming that it's saving America money because people buy Camrys instead of Lamborghinis. It's just silly.
Felix, we're...
So there's a lot going on.
Felix, you get John Stumpf and Wells Fargo, who was up there in front of the Senate Banking Committee on Monday or Tuesday, given a very rough time by a whole lot of people on that committee.
Especially Elizabeth Warren, who was at her finest.
She went viral.
She was in fuego. She's a lawyer. She knew just how to, you know, attack him on multiple fronts, and all he could do is just sit there and take it. But frankly, that's the worst that is going to happen to him. You mustn't feel sorry for him, because all of what she was calling for, including his criminal prosecution, is not going to happen. So he gets to smugly sort of sit there and say, oh, well, I had a rough time at the hands of Elizabeth Warren for a morning, and then I get to walk home with another $20 million. I'll take it.
And also, he got to get away with forgetting everything. He forgot everything.
But more to the point, saying that there's nothing wrong with that bank's culture when 5,300 people got fired for doing the cross-selling and opening bank accounts.
Yeah, after the first couple of thousand people, you'd think you'd start questioning your culture.
That's true. There's, you know, something there.
A different story, sort of corporate-y in the news today, Felix. This rumored sale of Twitter, do you care?
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Have you seen this man's Twitter feed?
I kind of want Twitter to be bought by someone else.
So it survives.
So that it's no longer a publicly traded company with a huge amount of pressure on it to show earnings growth and user growth and revenue growth, so that it can become the public utility that it has always been without a bunch of public company pressure. I love the idea that it can just be a bit of Google or a bit of Salesforce doing what it does really well without having to be a bunch of things that it's not.
Lynette, I'm going to guess you agree with him. Yeah.
I love Twitter. I'm a journalist. I understand that a lot of people don't use it.
Right.
We'll see what happens. And hopefully, you know, I get to keep uploading pictures of me and Felix looking silly in the studio for all of
every
our
Friday.
Listeners.
We count on them. I'm contractually obliged here to mention Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve. Not raising interest rates Will you let me finish? Not raising interest rates
for the time being. Felix, you have eight seconds
to make your point. Go.
So that basically means until after the election.
Okay.
And then it's conceivable that there will be one rate hike this year, but I'm not holding my breath.
And nor am I. Lynette, your thoughts?
I mean, it's Janet. It's Janet. She's just going to keep doing her thing.
Right.
I'm waiting for the data. I'm waiting for it to be interesting.
I'm
waiting for people to stop expecting me to talk about this.
November 1st and 2nd are off the table, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So look at that. We did the Fed in like 42 seconds. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Well done, Kai.
Thank you very much.
Felix
Salmon from Fusion. I was about to say Reuters. From Fusion. And Lynette Lopez from Business Insider. Have a good weekend. All right.
You too.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. We'll see you. Traders threw in the towel early today. Details, numbers. You know the drill.